Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November the 19th, 319th day of the new year, 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address.
Wow.
Joining us this afternoon, obviously very impressed, is Randy Mendoza.
Can you tell me how many four score is?
80.
80 years?
The score is 20.
Okay, so...
So
I've always wanted to know that question.
Four score in 7 years, so that would be 87 years ago.
You're a smart guy, Brian. I'm impressed.
I like history. That implies intelligence. And retention is beginning to wane also, frankly.
So how many scores have you been on the radio? Trick questions.
Over one and a half.
Huh.
32? 33 years.
So now that I've hijacked your program.
No, it's our program. Our Kennedy City Manager, Randy Mendoza, is alongside. Have you had any problems with mayors lately?
No. Nope.
Toronto has.
Yes, they have. What a show that is. No, I love our mayors. We've had very good mayors.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about other things that are playing in the show in Arcata when we come back.
All right.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of The Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Emo Phillips. Quote, I was the kid next door's imaginary friend.
Was he the guy in the Oreo cookie commercial?
Which one?
I don't know. I'm trying to picture who he is.
Oh. Well, maybe we can have, during the next break, we can look him up on one of the computers around here and you'd see a picture of him.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. See, we do have some technology.
But how could we tell our listeners, how could we share that picture with our listeners?
And look up EMO. Phillips. There can't be too many of them there.
I thought we were going to make radio history here.
Oh. Push it through the microphone, up the tower. Yeah.
Burst of packet digitized.
Yeah, do an e-blast with his picture. Yeah. That'd be dandy. Oh, so Toronto certainly is having their hands full. Are you familiar with any cities who have had either department chairs, the equivalent of a department head, or city council, or city managers, or the mayor have such a well-documented problem and such a robust pushback?
Well, robust pushback, no. When you think of Washington, D.C. with Marion Barry, he's still on the city council, I understand.
Well, he got reelected after he got busted.
Yeah, he's just not mayor anymore.
Yeah.
No, this is unique from what I can understand that he's pushed back. He wants to do it differently than we do it in America, apparently. So it's quite interesting to watch.
Are there provisions for removing someone for doing something like that?
Well, in California, you know, it's a recall election. You can if I don't believe our city councils could remove another elected official, but certainly if you get enough signatures on a petition, you could create a recall election, which that has happened. That happened with the state of California with Governor Gray Davis.
With the mayor bill being selected from within the city council group.
Well, it depends. For instance, Eureka is a charter city and the mayor is elected. Arcata, Fortuna is, and I believe the County of Humboldt, those are general law entities and they take turns being mayor every year.
So there's not a formal process of somebody being sworn in?
There is, yes. And in fact, in Arcata, we will be changing mayors on December 10th at 11 a.m. And that is statutorily, the December 10th of every year is when our city council meets to select a new mayor, new vice mayor, and then the council members decide which committees and JPA memberships that each would take on.
12, 10, 11? You guys couldn't get in order and go 11, 12? 10, 11, 12?
Well, it's the 10th of every December, so...
I wonder what's magical about that day.
You know, it was a prior council some years ago that just put it into an ordinance. So last year, for instance, we had all five council members couldn't make it on the 10th. So we had it on the 9th. They selected it on the 9th, and then four council members showed up on the 10th to ratify what they talked about on the 9th because it's set by statute that it's on the 10th.
So if you throw a party and no one shows up, what happens?
Well, they'll party anyway. So we usually they're actually fun events. I would encourage people to come and see, you know, what it's because the staff really doesn't know what's going to happen.
Each one? It's not a formal.
No,
it's more of an informal.
They work it out between themselves. Who. Usually one council member nominates another council member, or the Brown Act prohibits them from talking about this with a quorum. So sometimes one council member might talk to another council member if they hadn't talked to others, but you never know. So.
It's called consensus building, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Big
and
time.
It's very amicable, and it's usually a fun time, and everybody bring families.
So you have a theme for the party afterwards?
Yes, they get to sign their name, and I think.
Bet you the novelty on that disappears really quick.
Yeah, actually, we have a very, very senior council. We've had one council member that's been there two and a half terms when his term is over, and that's Council Member Wheatley. So most of these, let's see, the junior council members have been in office since December of 2008, and those are the junior members. And then council members Wheatley and Stillman have been there two years longer than that.
Do they term out?
No, they can continue to run.
So is there any truth to the rumor that former or past council members are considering running again for the Arcata City Council?
I've heard one former council member express an interest, but you never know. I mean,
when's the deadline for taking papers?
I don't know the question of that.
You were in charge of everything, Arcata.
Well, Bridget Dory is in our office is the expert in that matter. So if you are interested in running for the Arcata City Council, contact Bridget Dory at the city manager's office, and she'll tell you all about it.
And then peek your head around the corner and see if Randy's actually working.
Right.
Okay, I kind of thought that's how it went. It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with six treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late Spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, earlier this morning we got information was shared, I guess, that C&K, who in Humboldt County operates Ray's, In Curry County, it's Ray's and ShopSmart and Pharmacy Express and a number of others, is filing for reorganizational bankruptcy. When you hear things like that of viable businesses that are, you know, the store in Arcata is certainly a viable business. What goes through your head?
Well, what goes through my head initially, it's very sad for the employees that are losing some good paying jobs. You know, that's the first thing that goes through my head. But also their anchor stores. The Ray's store in Arcata, for instance, is an anchor store for our Valley West area. And that would be really disappointing if we lost them up there. Those are hard positions to refill. And they generate a lot to the local economy. You know, the city just, in fact, if you're talking about Arcata, the city just invested over $1 million in new paving, you know, for the Valley West area. It's all freshly paved now. The potholes are gone and new striping. And so we hope that they
will. You drive with your eggs and they'll stay intact?
Yes, absolutely. So we hope that Ray's will stay viable in Arcata.
The only one that we've heard in Humboldt County is the Bayshore Mall one.
Well, I hope the other Rays can absorb those positions. That would be nice. I just hate to see people lose their jobs.
So when you're looking at strip malls or shopping centers, certainly the city has some informal influence, but you really don't have any hands-on decision-making with any of those types of developments, do you?
No, not in Arcata. We don't have traditional strip malls, though, in Arcata. Arcata's kind of gone on a different route.
Well, in the Jatoli Lane, there's the new one there that's got three or four businesses.
Yeah, I guess you could call that.
They don't have to be mile-long strip malls.
Sure.
But, you know,
sure.
I mean, I guess you could call it a commercial development.
I think the type of businesses that Arcata has attracted over the years are more, you know, light industry, you know, niche type industry businesses, which actually has proven very good through the economic downturns, because these types of businesses that have kind of conglomerated in Arcata don't necessarily have the ups and downs that the traditional brick and mortar retail has had. And quite frankly, that's been a good thing for our community in terms of keeping our economy stable.
Certainly having the buffer of a major educational institution.
Yes,
that helps to buoy things a little bit, doesn't it?
That $190 million budget up on the hill there is very helpful as well. The university is definitely a major impact.
And how frightening that he knew it off the top of his head like that.
Yes. Yes. Well, most of that is personnel, but those personnel...
Well, isn't that better?
Yeah, and hopefully those folks are shopping and living in our community. But I think Eureka gets their share of some of that money, and McKinleyville, and it spreads out as it goes farther away.
Thins out, I think, is the phrase, yes. Since you guys get the bulk of it.
We hope so. We try. we think we're deserving.
When you look at the commercial environment in Arcata, you guys are dealing with, was it no franchise or whatever ordinance, formula restaurant. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Has that impacted anything, or is that just kind of an anomaly that was and just kind of is, I don't know,
is enacted quite a long time ago. If it's affected anybody, I haven't heard. Because I believe that we have a lot of restaurants. I would guess that Arcata may have more restaurants than Eureka. I'm not sure, but
probably per capita.
Per capita, definitely. So I haven't seen it. Our restaurants seem full. They're well attended, the ones that I go to. So I don't.
Oh, that's the Mendoza factor, man.
Well, it could be.
Is that him over there at that table?
Yeah. Well, it's good to see it. To me, that's kind of a litmus test of how well the local economy is doing. Informal, but it's when the restaurants are full, it seems like, you know, it's good. People are out spending their money into the community.
In reinvesting in the community.
Reinvesting.
Is that the phrase now?
Right.
Yeah, they're not spending, they're reinvesting.
So in answer to your question, I haven't even had that subject brought up in quite a long time, and so it hasn't come to my attention that it's created any problems. Usually when someone is looking to set up a new business, they go through our community development, you know, process, and that's addressed even before folks even build. So I don't think it's a factor.
When you look at the downtown area and the types of businesses that are there, couple of empties, are you happy with the way that it looks, the way that it feels when you drive through town, the impression that you get?
I am, from the standpoint of, I think the buildings look great. You know, when I first moved to Arcata in 1978, and I think the town looks a lot better now than it did back then. It is challenging, though. We have a drifter problem, and it gets particularly problematic in the fall, and people get real sick of the problem drifters that come through.
Well, we'll talk about our favorite song group then when we come back. KINS, News and Inter- Boy, I wish I had just a button I could push and there would be the drifters going out. It's 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza, the city manager in Arcata. Randy, one of the challenges, and I know it's not directly under the authority of the city structure, but Arcata Main Street, turnover in that in their leadership also. When you consider how to interact with private sector, whether it's for an event or whether it's just the data of the chambers of commerce, that kind of stuff, how much does the city look to influence, how much does the city want to influence these various entities?
I don't believe the city wants to influence it, but we want to be supportive. And then, of course, we work with Arcata Main Street. Our staff works with Arcata Main Street and the Chamber for the different they have two major events. Arcata Main Street runs the Oyster Festival, and the Chamber of Commerce runs the 4th of July Jubilee. And those are major events that, like the Oyster Festival could draw up to 16,000 people over the day of that event. So those are major events. So we have very close contacts with those two organizations, particularly with those major events.
So do you try to help make it smooth, facilitate? Share information? What is the primary goal when your staff is interacting with their staff?
Well, we have a council member that is a liaison to the Arcata Main Street and also the Chamber, because they're both, I say them in the same sentence, because we have the same sort of relationship with each entity. However, each entity kind of has different missions, but the city provides a small amount, a token financial support for their programs, but most of it, I think, is in-kind staff support for their major events, which are their major fundraisers.
When there's a new event item being contemplated, do you guys help try to coordinate and make that come to fruition, or are you just another resource that's there that's responsive to questions that are asked rather than perhaps more involved?
Well, if it's a major event, we probably like 16,000 people a day. I think I would take that to the council because I think we're pretty well maxed out. I think the downtown businesses are pretty well maxed out with major events. If it's a small event, certainly our staff, if we have an availability, our staff has the ability and the authority to work with people that want to have a smaller event.
Something like, let's say, that like the Bird Days.
Yes, those
events.
That's
not in the plaza, but it certainly impacts the general community.
Right. The city manager has the authority to sign off on those permits. And what we do is we ask that for a new event, we ask for 60 days notice, and we have a special activity permit that basically outlines what their event entails and what they're trying to do. And then we run it through each department, including the fire department, which is not a city department in Arcata, they're a fire district. And then each department analyzes it based on what their responsibilities are and makes recommendations. And then the city manager looks it over and then signs it off if everything works. And that we kind of work with them. If something looks like it, like traffic control devices, if they don't have a good traffic control plan, then we will work with them to try to...
More planters around the plaza?
Well, we have bollards, actually, that we... We can actually close off the plaza. We have some bollards that we can move out and put into...
Are those the big, like, rounded...
Right, yeah. So we actually have...
Sticky things?
We have bollards for a major event that we can actually close off the plaza pretty quickly.
Bollards,
yes.
It sounds like a fancy word.
Well, you can see them. They're kind of in, at each corner, they're kind of in little positions there. You can park your bicycle or your motorcycle inside there, but we can move those bollards into little receptacles and block off each entry into the plaza. And we can, you know, if we have, like for Halloween, when the kids are out there, we can block off the plaza from cars so that, you don't accidentally have someone come through and hit their gas pedal instead of their brake pedal, as happened in Santa Monica some years ago.
The disaster for street fairs and things like that, is that something that, I mean, I'm thinking farmers market, but I'm thinking of some of the other opportunities that other communities have got for street fairs, or you'll have neighborhood parties and things like that. Does that raise up to the level of council approval?
No. We have the traditional fairs. We haven't had too many new events proposed. There was one new event proposed for late Halloween night, which our staff, I had to, I could not approve that.
You put it out of its misery?
Well, there were quite a few reasons why, which you probably, there's not enough minutes until the commercial for me to explain that, but that was from Main Street, Arcata Main Street, and I had to say, no, that isn't going to work. But in normally, the events we have are reoccurring, and we can work with the promoters and the organizers to make that happen.
KINS News and Information Times 342. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Winter time's around the corner. You ready?
Yes.
Is the city ready?
Yes.
How do you know that?
We're clearing the DIs or the drain inlets, from the leaves that have followed, so that we can won't have any backups. We'll be at some point. We'll be having sandbags. For any flooding that you can pick up at the usual places. Like
make your own beach?
If you need to make your own beach.
There you go.
Yes.
But not if you're short of cat litter.
Well, according to the television commercial, cat litter is good to get you out of it. Is that what you're talking about, those great insurance commercials? But yeah, be prepared. I mean, this is a good time. If you have a generator, check your gas, fire it up. Keep water at home. If you lose power for 2 or 3 days, keep food, keep money, have small bills, because if we lose power for 3 or 4 days, the ATMs aren't going to be working, and unless you want to pay $20 for a quart of milk, you might want to have some smaller
change. What do you mean change?
Denominations.
Yeah.
So just things like that. Look at the Red Cross. The Red Cross has a great and County OES have great links on their websites to how you could be prepared.
Accessible through our website, I might add.
Good job.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think we may even have your picture on there somewhere.
Well, it's copyrighted. You'll have to give me money for that.
A moment of weakness. I suppose we have to get rid of the photoshopping.
Well, you could color my gray mustache and maybe give it a darker tinge,
We focus more on skin color.
Yes.
Reduction, yes.
So now that's it. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is really a good time to remind people to, you know, to be prepared. And, you know, the holidays are coming. If you have Christmas trees in your house, make sure your smoke alarm is working. You know, all those things. Think about those things.
You'll be here in plenty of time before Christmas. You know that. It's more of our Thanksgiving show.
This is a Thanksgiving show.
But that's okay.
Okay. Well, if you burn the turkey, you know, you want to have batteries in your smoke alarm.
Don't invite me over for dinner if that's a common occurrence.
Well, actually, one year, I remember we had one family member that brought their dog, and the dog grabbed the turkey and off the counter and ran away with it. So that
the real story of the Hollywood version.
Yeah.
That
was some many years ago, but that was something the family has talked about over the years. And
remembers fondly, huh?
Remembers fondly. Yes.
Oh, geez. Hey, one question. I just flashed to it. We've spent a fair amount of time in your community lately. Some of the bulb outs and the work that's been going along Samoa Boulevard seem to be attracting folks who like to hang out on corners for prolonged periods of time. You guys doing anything to move them along? Is that just something that happens? Can you do anything? Because it's what, Caltrans property, isn't it?
No, it's city within the city limits. It's Caltrans property, but as you may or may not know, the city did have a panhandling ordinance that was overturned by the Superior Court. We had a citizen that sued the city, and the city lost that decision for lack of specific findings. So,
they're able to just kind of camp out there on the corners.
They're expressing their First Amendment rights. So, to express their freedom of speech.
That's what it's sitting on the cement.
So the question is, does the council come back with a panhandling ordinance? You know, so if the council decides or the community decides that they want to expand the panhandling ordinance, then the city would need to have a lot of complaints, specific complaints of causing traffic hazards, things like that. I think before that issue could be revisited again. But at this point, it's just aggressive panhandling is prohibited.
How's aggressive defined?
Pretty much getting in your face and making you feel fearful if you don't hand over your takeout.
So just having to walk around doesn't qualify.
So if someone just asking you to give you a dollar, that's generally, unless absent any specific findings of problems, that's considered a freedom of speech issue.
Well, maybe we need to have some more people there expressing their freedom of speech on the corners too, countering others' freedom.
Well, they're just protected by government. They're not protected by, neighbors who want to express their freedom of speech also.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
We were talking shop with Randy Mendoza. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.